Hey, everybody. Today is Friday, March the 24th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinav Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. If you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, send us a text at 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. You guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting this podcast, sharing it online, liking it, and giving us a good review on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere that you get your podcasting content from. Man, that is hard to say today. We're going to leave a link in the description of this podcast so you can do just that. But before anything else happens, we got to read the verse of the day.
We got to.
You want to do it?
Verse of the day today comes from Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him.
You know, the entire universe, everything that exists was made by Jesus for the purpose of declaring his supremacy. So everything in all of creation ranks below him in authority and in power and in glory. Everything is below him. So, you know, when he returns, that's the only response that we have, is that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that he's Lord, right? To the glory of God the Father. That's what this is saying, is that everything was created by him, so it's his.
Yeah.
Everything.
Absolutely. And just like saying Jesus is Lord, it doesn't necessarily mean that you've yielded your life to his will. It doesn't, just affirming that truth vocally doesn't reflect a heart change.
Yeah.
What's required is recognizing this truth and submitting your life to the authority of Jesus Christ.
That's right. You know, speaking of affirming truths vocally, David, I wanted to tell you, buddy, I love your haircut.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I saw you this morning. Nice. I was like, that is fresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is sharp. It is a crisp haircut.
Where'd you get it?
It's a long story.
Really?
It's a long story.
Well, is that the name of the barbershop?
Yeah, if only we had a radio show designed for telling some of the long stories of our lives.
Oh, wait.
Well,
my story begins in 2020.
Really?
I moved out of my mother's house.
Okay.
And I moved like 2 minutes down the road.
Sure.
So not a big deal.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was moved out, but I was still close enough that there was a level of comfort. Well, here recently I've moved farther out, probably like 15 minutes away.
Sure.
And that has sparked some want to spend time on my mother's side, which is fine.
Right.
Yeah, no problem.
So she's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a little while. Let's go to lunch. It's like, all right, Monday's the only day off, so let me know, you know, when you want to do that. So we go out, we go to lunch, we get George's in Oxford.
Nice.
She's like, your hair needs to be cut. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm going to Wake Forest after we finish here, and I'm going to go get my hair cut.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You go to Lady Jane's?
Yeah, I go to Lady Jane's.
Love Lady Jane's.
Yeah.
She does not like that idea.
Why?
Oh.
Because she doesn't like the thought of me driving to Wake Forest to get my hair cut.
That's where you've been getting it cut for years, isn't it?
That doesn't matter.
Don't you normally drive to Wake Forest on a Monday? Like, that's not an uncommon thing.
Yeah,
right. I mean, that's pretty much you're always in Wake Forest. Like, not during the date, but on a Monday. That's where
on
you
a Monday,
go.
Like, I'll go to Wake Forest, I'll go to Barnes & Noble, I'll go get a haircut. Sometimes I'll go to other places, but yeah.
But she doesn't like you driving out there just at night? Was it nighttime?
No, it's just going out to Wake Forest. She doesn't like the thought of it.
Okay.
Oh.
So she's like, I heard there was this local barbershop in Oxford. Wait a minute.
Well, I immediately have questions.
Okay.
I heard there was this local. Has she never been to the barbershop? Or talked to anybody who's been here?
She don't know nothing about it.
Okay.
She's heard that it exists.
Red flag number three.
She heard that it exists and she was like, I want you to go there and just check it out.
Why? Okay. Why?
So we go to this barbershop in
Oxford. To save time?
I guess.
Okay.
So we go to this barbershop in Oxford.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. To save time. That's the funny part. We go to this barbershop in Oxford. I get my hair cut.
Sure.
It was a fine experience. Very nice people. Conversation was good. Like I said, nice people.
Right.
I get out of the chair. I go to where I can see like in a mirror.
Right.
And there's very obviously a big problem.
Oh no.
There's like splotches of hair like sticking out of the side.
Oh no.
And then it's not faded. So it's like all the way up and then it's just normal hair.
David, oh, so you David. Got like the bowl cut.
It was bad.
Mm.
So I get in.
We hate to hear it.
I go back and I'm like, see what you did? See, I listened to you.
To the barber or
to your
mom?
Mother.
So you left with your hair looking jank?
Yeah, what else am I supposed to do?
Fix it, y'all.
If he did that, I don't think he can fix it.
Okay. Well, so, okay, fair enough. So you are scolding your mother?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not really scolding. I'm just like, this is why I go to Lady Jane's. And she was like, well, I can fix that. I was like, no, I'm going to just go to Lady Jane's right now. And she's like, no, I think I can fix it. I'm like, I'm going to Lady Jane's.
Let me guess. Hard cut to her trying to fix your hair.
Yep.
I knew. You let her do
it.
Oh,
no.
So I'm like, I need to prove to her that this is not good. So I FaceTimed John.
Yeah, he FaceTimed me.
Oh, no.
And like, I didn't know Christy was in the room.
Right.
And so she was like, he was like, what do you think of this haircut? And I thought, I didn't know what to think.
Does she think that it looks good at this point?
No.
Okay.
So she's...
But, right, I didn't know if this was like, see what I did?
And he then, FaceTimed me and was like, what do you think of my haircut? And I was like, are we playing or are we like, for real? He's like, for real. I was like, somebody messed you up. And then he trapped me because Christy was like, what's wrong with it? Why don't you like it? And I was like, why would you do that, David?
Yeah.
And then, so anyway.
It's like, here, sit down in this bear trap.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, no, I mean, I think it looks fine or whatever. And then she said something like, I have such a bad history of cutting his hair. I did it all the time when he was little and it never looked good. And so I was like, Christy, why are you surprised?
Yeah, she thought that this time... And this is my explanation for that. She, all the time I was growing up, thought that the problem was me. So she was like, oh, he's grown up now. He's older. He's more mature. Therefore,
I can cut hair better.
He won't be the problem. The problem was never me.
He's more mature. Therefore, I am more skilled at cutting hair.
Turns out, not the case.
So you went to Lady Jane's and got it fixed.
Go to Lady Jane's, got it fixed.
I'm so sorry.
Well, guys, on today's episode, it is Friday, so we're going to bring back lightning round questions. Woo! On today's episode. Woo!
Yeah, we love lightning round questions.
These are the questions that you guys have submitted to that number that we keep telling you. It's so important. We take those questions and we group them based on subject matter or a theme. So if you don't hear your questions today, we still have them. We do our best to respond to every single text message that comes through. So keep sending those messages in. You may just hear them on a lightning round questions episode. We're going to get Dr. Sean in just a second. But if you have those questions, if you've been sitting on them for a while, send those in to 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com.
Yep.
We'll be back after this.
Hey there, listeners. I'm John Galantis.
And I'm Ellie Galantis.
And we just want to take a quick second and talk to you about Dr. Shah's and Nicole's book, 30 Days to a New Beginning, Daily Devotions to Help You Move Forward.
You know, this is actually the second book in the 30 Days series. And the whole point of this devotional is to help us get unstuck from the ruts of life.
You know, when it comes to running the race of life, it matters how you start. But a bad start doesn't ultimately determine how you finish the race. You can have a good finish even with a bad start. And that's where this book comes in.
No matter who you are or where you are in life, you're going to get stuck. Instead of going out and buying some gadget or some planner, like I know I've done several times.
I know that's right.
30 Days encourages you to find your fresh start in God's Word.
Life doesn't have a reset button, but our God is a God who does new things. His mercies are new every day, which means every day is a new chance for you to start over.
You can grab 30 Days to a New Beginning on Amazon.com. We're going to leave a link in the description box below. And if you already have the book, let us know what you think about it.
That's right. Send us a text, 252-582-5028. Share what God has done in your life through this devotional. Hey, maybe we'll even read your story on the air. Ellie, you ready to get back to the show?
Let's do it.
All right.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, send us a text at 252-582-5028.
That's right. And if you're joining us for the first time today, we want to let you know who's talking to you. Dr. Abadan Shah is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's episode. You can find all his work on his website. That's abadanshah.com.
Dr. Shah, welcome to Friday's episode. Are you ready?
I am ready.
I
think I am.
Are you
not
ready?
Do you smell?
From the four corners of the earth.
From the four corners of the earth. We have not done lightning round questions.
It's been a minute.
In a little bit.
It's been a minute.
In fact, I can tell you when the last time was if you want to give us some what lightning round questions are.
So lightning round questions.
Oh, it didn't take that long. For the 2-3 weeks. Sorry.
That was far less than a minute.
I'm sorry.
Lightning round questions. For those of you who don't know, maybe this is the first time you're tuning in on a Friday to this silliness. Lightning round questions is a collection of listener submitted questions. We tell you guys all the time, text in that number, 252-582-5028.
This is why.
We love getting those messages, and we respond to all those messages, but you may not always hear your your question immediately on the show. That's because we take them and we group them in groupings that make the most sense, and then we air them on lightning round questions.
Also, some of y'all's questions are so, they're good questions, but it's not questions that we can put at the end. So we got like questions we put at the end, like, right. Oh, what's your favorite type of candy? Or what? But then some people are like, you know, explain false prophets to me. That's not a question Dr. Shaw can answer in like 30 seconds. So
yeah.
We save them for either to devote full episodes to, or we save them for lightning round questions.
For lightning round questions, yeah.
Right. But I will say, these lightning round questions, we've been having a ton of people who just want to get to know you a little bit more. Yeah. So we kind of group these. These are more like, they're not icebreakers, but they're just like, who is Dr. Shaw?
Oh, okay. We're
going to learn more today. We're going to dive in today. So you want me to say the first one?
I got
the
first one. You got the first one.
Okay. The first question comes from Charles M.
Charles
wants to know,
okay,
how did you meet your wife?
Oh, great question. So I was working security at the college where I was studying down in Georgia, in Northeast Georgia. And, you know, my co-guard, you know, the guy who was with me on the shift, he was a crazy one. He's one of those, I know where he is now, but yeah, he had issues. But anyways, he would do crazy things. Like he would like follow people.
Oh, yikes.
Without them knowing.
No, can't do that.
That's not
he
good.
He would hide and jump out. And I mean, just weird. And he was just I hate to say he was a creepy guy.
Yeah, sounds a little off-putting.
Yeah. So he came back after one of the rounds in the squad car, and he comes in like, yep, found my wife. I'm like, oh, okay. Who did you find? Oh, she is here. She just got here. I said, okay. He said, yeah, she's one of those southern types, you know, with their nose up in the air kind of one. Mm. I like that kind.
So he I'm just
like,
saw her.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know he was referring to Nicole.
this was Nicole.
Yeah. That's what I was
real
saying.
Real Georgia peach, the southern belle type.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I should have known that's where the story was going.
But she's not really like that.
Right.
I mean, maybe a little bit, but not necessarily like that at all.
Right. Yeah.
So anyways, so I'm like, okay, whatever. And then few weeks later, I actually met Nicole. And when we were down in Georgia for the eclipse, we went on the campus and we stood up on the gym steps, right? Coming off into the parking lot, headed towards the cafeteria. That's where I met her for the first time.
Yeah, I could be wrong on this, but I believe the year was 2017. That was the year.
When we went to
see the eclipse.
I was like,
eclipse.
No, I don't think
they
that
met,
math
no,
is
they
right.
No, they met in 2017, Ryan.
No.
No, we went to go see the eclipse in 2017, and Dr. Shaw took us down to Toccoa Falls because that was where you could see the total singularity. Like, when we were here in North Carolina, my dad was like, yeah, we couldn't really see it. But we were like, no, we want to see this thing. And we got to visit your college.
That's right.
So, yeah, we stood on those steps.
That's right. And this was back in 1994. When this guy told me about Nicole, it was in 93.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in 94 that I actually... In 93, I saw her. Mm-hmm. But it's in 94 that we met.
Wow. Now,
I saw a video that you had filmed a long while ago. Maybe we can put this on the YouTube channel if everybody's okay with it. But there was you meeting Nicole in a grocery store. Was that when y'all
Walmart.
Met at Walmart? Was that when y'all met for the first time, or had y'all known each other?
No, no. We had I had seen her, and I waved at her in the chapel, which was in the gym, and so sort of had some acquaintance, but not really. No conversation had happened, and I was in the broadcast journalism department, so. We were preparing for campus preview. So for campus preview, we have videos playing and all this kind of crazy stuff happening. So usually the broadcast department would be tasked with get some videos ready to show our students, our incoming students or these prospective students of how fun it is to be in college here.
Right.
Yeah.
So we were the fun videotaping people. So my friend, I forgot his last name, I think Andy something.
Mm-hmm.
But he and I went to Walmart. He's like, let's go to Walmart. I said, what are we going to do? He said, we're going to put the camera in the buggy, cover it up with some clothes so nobody knows we're doing this, and let's walk around and film Toccoa Falls students.
Yep.
Mm.
And then ask them what are they doing here and how much fun it is to go shopping.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird that we were filming people.
I mean, it makes sense, but you're right, because when I saw the video, because the reason I saw it was because for y'all's anniversary, you wanted to update it, you wanted to add on to that, because you had a video that was highlights of yours and Nicole's life together as a couple. And the very first clip in that video is you meeting her officially for the first time.
That's right.
And I remember being like, okay, so the camera is down in the buggy and it's looking out. So it's seeing through like the rails of the buggy. Uh-huh. And I remember thinking like, how did he know that this woman, he was going to like set the camera up, film the first time ever meeting her. But it makes sense. You're like, no, we were filming students to ask him. But it's crazy because now you have on camera the very first time you ever met your wife.
Yep. That's incredible.
Yep. Yeah. She had, was it John Michael Montgomery? Is that the singer?
I think so.
She had her, that cassette or CD. I can't remember now. It's in the video.
Yep.
And then she was also had
I know the song.
The gas treatment, you know, you put in the cars to help your car clean up or whatever. I don't know how much it's real, how much it worked.
Who knows?
Is it Joshua Cadison?
Joshua Cadison is our song.
Beautiful in My Eyes?
That's our song.
That's not the song you were talking about.
No, okay.
I think it is John Michael Montgomery.
Yeah, that's a country singer.
Okay.
So anyways, so we talked about that and that's how we have it.
That's insane.
That's so special to have that on, like on video.
I'm gonna see if I can find the video. Maybe we can tag it at the end of the episode because I think it's pretty cool.
I love that.
It's
so
pretty
much.
Cool.
Absolutely.
I got one coming in from Lori B. Where did Clearview's name come from?
Like,
what does it mean? Why Clearview Church?
So, well, this is probably the first you will hear it.
Okay.
On a big stage,
right?
I guess,
right?
But it was my idea.
Mm-hmm.
So how it began with we were going through the core values, mission, vision, statement, and all that stuff. And so time came for us to change the name of the church, right? It was like, okay, it's time to change the name.
Mm-hmm.
Not because we're embarrassed of the old name, not because, you know, this is somehow going to change everything because we have a new name.
Right.
No, but we felt like enough has been put into place that now it's time to even have a new name so we can have a new beginning, right?
Yeah.
And so we put it up to the people to come up with some names and genuinely to put to them, you know, hey, what do you think? What do you think? And there were all kinds of weird names, you know, the Our Father's House of Prayer, Genuine Worship or something like that, you know, Potter's House.
The People for God. Holy Communion, Zion Baptist Church.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is not going well. And then one day I'm just going about my life, my business, and it hits me, Clearview.
Mm.
I'm like, Clearview, yes. Clearview. Clearview to Christ. Clearview to the gospel. Clearview to doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Clearview to reaching the lost. You know, all that, I mean, it's there. I can see it. And so I didn't put my name in there. I just suggested. I said, somebody suggested Clearview. What do you guys think? And they're like, oh, yeah, I like Clearview. I'm like, yeah, let's go for that. So
David just texted me a potential church name is Christians Are Us.
Christians Are Us.
I figured I'd read that one.
Yeah, so that's when I brought up Clearview. I did some research to see if there are other Clearviews, and there were.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not, you know, like, nearby here, so that was a good thing because I didn't want to pick a name that, you know, for church down the road.
Yeah, right.
That's not what you want.
Right.
And I'm so glad we picked.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So glad we did.
Well, there's certain words that when you say them, they just invoke emotion.
Yeah.
And they invoke like a reaction. Mm-hmm. And Clearview has really, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always seemed very, very soothing, very calming, but also very driven, very focused. Like, it's not like harsh and in your face, but it's also like, we know where we're headed. We know who we are. We know where we're going.
And I feel that it's Clearview Church. Mm-hmm. And people always say, you know, it's Clearview Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. But the name of the institution is Clearview Church so that people can feel welcome to come in. It's not that we're ashamed of being Baptist. It's that we're secure enough to where we don't have to feel that, number one, we need to justify our existence as a denomination. But also, people are welcome. This is where God is being worshipped, and you can come in and you can worship without feeling like you belong or don't belong.
There are some people who get really hung up on that title, that denominational title or that designation. It's like, oh, you're embarrassed of that. I see y'all have taken that out. And when somebody says that, it's indicative of their understanding of history.
That's exactly right.
Right? Prior to, 1800s, Were there something, something Baptist church? Mm. Were there something, something Methodist church? I mean, how were the church designated, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Or 1600? Let's just say 1600. No, there were no designations. It was right. simply a church. Mm-hmm. And so we have taken this phenomena for the past 300 years and made it normative. Like, oh, you got to have a denomination in there.
Right.
Are you ashamed? Are you embarrassed of being a Baptist? And it's like, no, but we're secure enough, as John said, to say we mm-hmm. are Clearview Church.
That's right.
Now, go a little further, come inside, and you'll find out, are we Baptist? Are we Southern Baptist? Because mm-hmm. that's who we are. Mm-hmm. And then come even closer and see more about who we believe. Because mm-hmm. not all Southern Baptists are the same.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, of course, we have the same core doctrines, but then there's a lot of things we do differently. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy we chose that name.
It's a fantastic name.
And it's not trendy either,
right?
No, it's sort of timeless in a way.
Yeah, because you'll always have those, you know, Mark 11s or those
Reaver,
you know, numbers,
Ignite,
right? Like Spawn. Illuminate Church,
yeah. Spawn.
I said Spark, but maybe, Spawn
479. It's named after some scripture, but in time that style will go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clearview, it can't. How can that go away?
Right. Mm-hmm. Our next question on today's episode comes from Harold B. And Harold wants to know, did you play sports in school?
I did.
Ooh.
I did. I'm sort of forgotten. But until about a year ago, somebody from my old high school, St. Aloysius High, mm-hmm. sent me a message. And he's like, man, I remember you. You were so athletic. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Somebody remembered me. I used to play soccer. I used to play cricket. For school, I played soccer. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a cricket team for the school, as odd as that sounds. We didn't have a cricket team. And cricket is the most popular sport in India.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, was that common with schools in India? Did everyone pretty much have a cricket team?
No, the schools didn't have it. Mm. And the reason our school didn't have it and many schools didn't have it is because cricket requires so much. Mm-hmm. A whole day goes to play cricket. Mm. Soccer, 2 hours, you're done. Mm-hmm. Cricket, you can go half a day, all day.
Wow.
Playing a sport. I mean, how are you going to have a school education?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I mean, the entire student body, you know, will sign up for cricket. Because
but you enjoyed playing cricket.
I enjoyed playing cricket, which mm-hmm. is more, you know, with neighborhood or mm-hmm. a little mm-hmm. team here that we put together so we can, you know, get in this tournament.
Yeah.
We never won, but it was pretty good.
Well, go ahead.
But then soccer, it's an interesting story there. You want to hear this
story?
Yeah,
please.
I was really good. I was really good. Not like the best or anything. I was good. I was a go-getter, especially as a goalie. I was really good. And then my dad realized how much time I was wasting just out there running around, you know, not studying.
Oh, no.
So, you know, he was a teacher in town at one time. So he knew all those guys, those teachers. So he made a trip to my coach and said, do me a favor. Don't pick him.
No. Dad,
oh,
why?
Man. Wow.
Why you do that?
So tryouts for the new year. And I tried out. And of course, I'm good. I can kick the ball. I can run. I can whatever. And at the end of that, it's like, oh, your name's cut. What happened? He said, well, you need to focus on studying more. I think that's where you're gifted more. I'm like, what? So my dad was doing me a big favor.
Sports was
now looking good. At the time, I was like, I cannot believe it because it was so cool to be running out there and mm-hmm. have all these people admire me mm-hmm. and girls, mm-hmm. you know, loving this guy who is such a go-getter, slides and runs and jogs and hops.
Yep.
I'm cut from the team.
Dad,
how dare you?
Well, this kind of plays perfectly into the next question. Speaking of school stories, Michael R. wants to know, I think we just kind of heard one, but what's your funniest school story?
Oh, gosh. That's funny, but I don't know if I should share that. Which one do you want me to share?
I know a couple of
There's
them.
So many good ones.
I think the the case of the misplaced is really good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the one John is referring to.
So, I love this story
in India,
so much.
At least in our school, I don't know how it was in every school in India because there's probably hundreds of thousands of them. But our Catholic school, every Tuesday morning, I think it was, we would have PT, is what they would call it, PT, physical training. Mm-hmm. And so we would go to our playground, and there was a stage there. And then we would stand in rows in front of the stage, different classes, mm-hmm. just a high school. And the PT instructor would be up on the stage with a whistle, and he would blow the whistle, and we had to do the, you know, stretch our arms up, arms down, stretch, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that PT doesn't work. It's got nothing to it. It was the weirdest thing. It's just waste of time.
Doing. Yeah.
Waste of time. How does that really enhance my physique? It doesn't. So anyway, so it was always goofy
uh-huh.
time. We would do that and then kind of like wait to see where the teacher is looking, and then we just kind of stand around and kind of look around. And
when he like, ain't looking, just be relaxing. Yeah, I definitely did that too.
Yeah, oh, okay. Pretty much that's what you did. And so the instructor had a way of saying yes. Every conversation, everything he would say began with, huh.
Which is Hindi for yes?
Yes.
Okay. Mm.
And then he would say, huh. So the plan for the day is lunch is delayed by 30 minutes, so we can go ahead and get to our classes and get the first period going. Mm-hmm. Huh. So he would always do that.
Even now, hearing
so, so it became comical that students, when they would see him come up to either the microphone or just up there, because there was no microphone in the playground, they would start doing, huh.
They like to make fun of him.
Make fun of him. One day he got an, he was mad, and he was like, who said that? And he started walking. It's like corporal punishment was allowed back in those days. So, you know, you would get spanked for that. You get whooped. And so some of us in the back, we see this coming. And so we're looking at this other dude over here. And of course, the teacher bought it, and he went after that one student.
So, you, oh, no. So the guy who got whooped was not the culprit.
No, he was just one of those goofy kids, you know. It was like laughing, dancing. It's like
it was. Look, he's having fun.
Right over here.
Yeah, and it's also like everybody else. So like, I imagine like the teacher gets up there, someone goes, "Huh?" Everybody starts laughing. He's like, "You know what? That's it." And this one guy doesn't stop laughing fast enough, so the teacher just snatches him out.
You're the
pretty
one.
Much it. And he got a couple of good whacks on the head or back or shoulder.
Oh,
I don't know what
gosh.
Happened. The rest of us are just laughing while this kid is getting in trouble.
There's something.
It's not funny anymore, but it was funny back then.
No, there's something hilarious about somebody getting whooped for something they didn't do.
Yeah.
Like the wrong kid. Like he snatches up the wrong kid. I don't know if even in his mind he thinks he actually did it, or if he's just like, I just got to whoop somebody.
Somebody's
and you're laughing.
Gonna be an example.
I mean, at that point, he's like, this is the kid. This is the culprit.
And it's funny because if you go to the Facebook page for St. Aloysius alumni,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they all talk about it here and there. But you remember Sir Bangare and his ha? You
know? Ha. So, yeah.
If you guys enjoyed today's episode, if you want to send in your questions for lightning round questions, make sure you do that by texting them to 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Every gift that you give goes to building up countless other ministries and furthering the reach of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can we end with a quote? Is
yeah,
that okay?
Let's do it.
I have a quote here. I love this because it relates, you know, when we get to know people, it helps us to further that love that we have for one another. You know, I feel like we've gotten to know you a little bit better on this show.
Right.
John and I already know you pretty well, but just kind of hearing you talk about that, you know, it makes us love you even more. What does love look like? It has the hands to help others. It has the feet to hasten to the poor and needy. It has eyes to see misery and want. It has the ears to hear the sighs and sorrows of men. That is what love looks like.
Mm.
And that's from St. Augustine.
Oh, wise. Very nice.
Beautiful. Love it.
We love you guys. We'll see you next time on Clearview Today.